You again, huh?
That wasn't very nice. Now he's gotta leave.
I'll tell you when the f*** we leave, all right? Get the f***
Now you just can't leave.
Chaz Palminteri is in the studio with us. The great star of stage, star of screen, one of the great screenwriters, stage writers, the Renaissance man, I think, if you will. And you've been on before. I appreciate you coming back. What a it's amazing that you did come back after being on once before. So that's amazing to me. But
are you kidding?
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. But we got a lot to talk about here because there's a lot going on in your world as you're entering Chicago today. You have a – did I hear this right? Bronx Tale, the musical?
Yes.
About to hit?
Yes.
What is that? Now explain that.
A Bronx Tale, the musical. It's a musical now. It's we just ran out of town at the Paper Mill Playhouse in Jersey, and we did 6 weeks there. We broke all the records, and we're bringing it to Broadway.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's really, really great. Alan Menken did the music. Glenn Slater, who did School of Rock with Andrew Lloyd Webber, is doing the lyrics. Robert De Niro, Jerry Sachs are directing. Tommy Mottola is producing.
So you couldn't get anybody with any experience or talent or legacy there,
to get
Chaz.
To get involved in this, yeah. Wow. That's too bad, Chaz.
That's amazing. Congratulations. It was just about a year ago we were talking about this down at the legendary Virginia Theater in Champaign-Urbana at the Roger Ebert Film Festival.
That's right.
We showed A Bronx Tale to a crowd of 1,500 people, and that was a really cool thing to
that
see
was
people
Thank you.
Really appreciating that film all over again.
Well, you know, I had a guy, when that movie came out, you know, in this town, both Richard and I have worked, you know, in newsrooms or on the street or whatever, as talk shows and reporters and all the rest. And I got to know a few people who had some interesting pasts. Let's just call it that way. And I had a guy tell me, we were sitting around dinner one night who, you know, had been done some time and knows some guys. And we were talking about movies, right? And, you know, everybody stops and, you know, they think about movies that involve the mob. That's Godfather 1, Godfather 2, don't ever mention 3. You know, there's a lot of other things along the way, right, Goodfellas? And this guy said to me, he goes, you know, the best one ever that is the most real, it is the ultimate struggle, is A Bronx Tale.
Well, thanks.
Because what you tell there, and that's a story that today, I mean, you look at the gang violence in Chicago and all the crazy stuff that
absolutely,
happens here.
Absolutely, yes.
That's the story of so many families on the south and west side of the city where they've got, you know, the dads are bus drivers, they're city workers, or what, you know, they're trying to make their life, and their kids are getting sucked into something else.
That's right. A lot of people say The Bronx Tale is a great gangster movie, and I really tell them, I say, it's really not a gangster movie. It's a family movie.
Right, absolutely.
I wrote it because it dedicated, I mean, it's about my life. My real name is Calogero. I saw this killing when I was a little boy. My father was Lorenzo, the bus driver. My mother was Rosina. And I wrote it about my life, you know, about I saw this killing when I was 9 years old. A guy killed him right in front of me. And I didn't rat the guy out. And then he saw me the next day, and he kind of knew that I knew that he knew. We both knew. And he just befriended me, and I befriended him, and we became great friends. But it's really about my dad, who always said to me, the saddest thing in life is wasted talent. Mm. And I never forgot that. And I wrote about it.
Right. And it's amazing. What an amazing legacy, too, that film, and now the musical. But because that now, all right. As a musical, though, because there are some lighter moments in that film, but it's a very serious.
It's a serious film, but it's got great drama, but it's very funny, too. It's the first time, and Richard, you'll appreciate this, it went from a one-man show to a film to a musical.
Wow, yeah,
It's never really been done before.
Remarkable.
You know? So maybe one day they'll do a movie of the musical.
You know they will.
You know they will. I hope so.
Yeah, if it doesn't, if it's like Hamilton, and you know, from my lips to God's ears, it's like Hamilton.
Oh, Hamilton is that's an aberration, you know, but that's an incredible show.
Have you seen that?
I have not seen it. No.
Yeah, but
I think I have to be in it to see it. You know,
right? Yeah, it's really true. That thing has done $1 billion in a year.
Pretty. That's not normal. That usually doesn't happen.
No, but this is. But it's still. But it's something to shoot for, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right, and then the other thing that we got to talk about here is you've just launched a vodka. Now, this is BV.
It's called BV, which means drink in Sicilian. The correct way to say drink in Italian is beve. But in Sicilian, the dialect, we say BV. And I met my partner, Rich DiCicco, and he wanted to do a Sicilian vodka. I'm 100% Sicilian. My family is from Catania, which is right in the heart of Sicily, right near Mount Etna. And that's where this is made, right there, you know, in Messina. So it was pretty amazing.
And what is the, what's the?
It's from wheat.
Wheat?
From wheat, but from the wheat of the mountain, right by the mountain, which got this volcanic soil.
Oh.
And it's got no other taste like that in the world.
It really is unique. Right.
Hold on, we're going to try that.
Well, I'm going to have one sip for Bevy and two for BV. That's how I'm going to do it.
There you go. Yeah. Salud. Mm.
You know, and wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so now hold on a second here. Because that doesn't taste like any other vodka.
No, it's got a great taste to it.
I got olive oil. You know, this is a dirty martini with this.
A dirty martini would kill with that.
Yeah.
I had 25 of the greatest vodka drinkers in New York come over and kept trying it before I told the guy, this is the one I want.
Oh, really?
So it's cool. It's a pretty an amazing thing. It's doing great. It's busting out all over now. So we're real excited to bring it to Chicago.
Because it does have an... is it just... This is just that olive finish... In it is right from the soil, right?
That's right from the soil. You can't taste that any other place because the wheat is from the soil, right from Mount Etna.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty amazing.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah, and we'll be
successful. You realize that? This is this is starting to get annoying, Chaz.
It's getting annoying.
Yeah, it really is because everything you touch turns to gold.
It works hard.
Quickly, before we get into with Joe and everybody else, I opened up my own restaurant in Manhattan, and it's the hottest restaurant in New York City.
Yep.
It's called Chaz Palminteri's Restaurante Italiano. And it's in Manhattan on 48th Street.
Get out. And
2nd Avenue.
You know what?
Get out now.
There's even a rumor that he's a regular caller to a radio station in New York to talk about the Yankees, too.
I call the fan. But I'll be here tonight. I'm coming tonight. I'll be here at Karma. At Karma. We'll open up the special room there at Brando's Speakeasy. And we're really, really excited to do that tonight.
All right. Those are two different things that you're doing there?
Yeah. We're opening up this whole thing with BV. And it's going to be really great tonight.
All right, because Brando's, we know Brando's, 343 South Dearborn.
Yeah, Brando's is in Karma. Brando's Speakeasy is in Karma. That's going to be doing that tonight.
Oh, right, because there's two different entrances. One is on Dearborn and the other one is on...
You're going to break the WGN website with all the links we're going to put up to all the things Jazz is doing.
Yeah, no, I got it. I got what's going on there, yeah. Yes. All right, so that's
and awesome. I love Chicago.
What time is that happening?
It's 5 o'clock. I love Chicago and... It's a great city. I go to one of my favorite Italian restaurant, Rocco's Little Italy in Tinley Park.
Beautiful.
Best Italian food around. I got to give him a shout out.
Nice.
Because
very good.
It's like going home when I go there. Yeah, you know. So
great place.
You better put BV in the bar. That's all I
got
to say.
They got BV at the bar.
How long has BV been out?
It's BV been out about almost a year now. Almost a year.
All right. Yes. So when it's getting distributed all the right ways?
All the right ways. Southern Wine and Spirits does the distribution.
Hold on. My bell's broken.
And tonight,
you know what? Chaz broke my bell.
We'll be doing tonight with Joe, with Joe Traynor right here.
Right, we're going to get to Joe in a second And because we got to explain that, because wait till you hear this story.
Really don't want to keep Joe waiting any longer, trust me.
No. or the dog. There's a dog. There's a hero dog in here.
Very cool.
With us right now, and we will... And I don't mean like dog, like people like, oh, hey, dog. No, I mean like there's on four legs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a real live canine in here. And we're going to hear the story of Joe Traynor, which is an amazing one, and CT. All right. We got some unimpressive folks in the studio with us right now. Chaz Palminteri, who is one of the great screenwriters, actors, and bon vivant of the 20th and 21st centuries is in studio with us. And now, as we mentioned, you're going to be doing a couple things. Your BV Vodka is your new brand, which is about a year old, but it's now starting to make its way into stores and restaurants and bars. And it's got your signature on it. I'm not sure if that's really your signature. I want you to sign your signature right under your signature. And
see
if that's right. And then tonight, you got two events with this.
Yes.
You got the Brando's Speakeasy downtown, 343 South Dearborn. You're going there right after you're done with us here.
Yes.
Then you're going to the Brando's Speakeasy at the Karma Club in Downers Grove for their grand opening.
Nice.
Free Italian buffet.
A buffet, even. There's even going to be a buffet.
Chef Mangini. He's there. Wow.
Yeah.
Chef Mangini.
Look at it. Oh, look at it. All right. Now, you brought Joe Traynor with you. Now, Joe Traynor Jr. is an Army Ranger, an American hero. He was in Iraq. He was in Afghanistan and saw some stuff. Joe Traynor comes from a family. Now, Joe, I just want you to tell me about the family for a second here. Who was your father?
My father was the deputy director of the United States Secret Service for 28 years.
28 years.
Yes. My stepbrother, due to OPSEC, we'll just say, is still in the military. And my sister is an opera singer out of Boston.
So your brother gets people to sing.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. We really can't say anything about that. And then your sister sings.
Absolutely. So, amazing. You know.
And you're an Army Ranger.
Yes. Having the special operations background of myself and then my father being where he's at, my brother being where he's at. Needless to say, our family holiday functions are pretty quiet.
And your sister
How's work? Yeah. And then your sister has to answer.
Right. And your sister has never brought home a boy, right? That just is not, that doesn't happen.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine that.
Yeah, exactly.
Better that way.
So tell me about your family. I can't. That's classified. All right.
Your brother, he won't be joining us for dessert. He had to go somewhere.
Exactly.
Don't worry about it. He's fine.
What is the stretcher in the
different
bucket
name now?
Doing in the basement. What are they doing down there? All right. Let me ask you this. You have with you CT, who is a 2.5-year-old. What is he? American Staffordshire?
Yep. And American Bulldog Mix.
Right. Okay. Yes.
CT stands for Crunch Time.
And CT is a service dog.
Absolutely.
And CT is a service dog that is designed to help returning service personnel who have PTSD. Is this a specialty, PTSD?
Correct. What we do is we rescue dogs that are destined to be euthanized, retrain and rehome them with our American veterans as service dogs or canine companions based upon their physical or mental transitional medical conditions. So CT is there for not only my sight, you know, for my hearing, for what we call the daily.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, CT was next in line to be euthanized at Chicago Animal Care and Control.
Based from here?
Yes. That's where CT stands for, is crunch time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was one of the things where we wanted to see what our Puppy for Veteran program would do as far as being able to recognize our veterans' transitional medical conditions at an earlier age, much like a mother and a child, a father and a child. And
oh, that's interesting. So you, bringing them up earlier, because a lot of these, aren't a lot of service dogs trained from an early age? Or?
Well, 4 years ago when I contemplated suicide for the very first time in my life, having been in special operations and not having anybody you can talk to, you can't go to the VA and say what you did. So, you know, having that unconditional love of, you know, being able to sit down and be able to tell them and talk to them. But, you know, I had contemplated suicide 4 years ago at center field or Wrigley Field and had a pug save my life. So I wanted to make sure that every veteran had that same unconditional love at such a point of vulnerability. So that's why I started the Pets for Vets. And, you know, so CT is not only a service animal, he's my service dog.
So you talk about center field at Wrigley Field. I mean, if you don't mind, what exactly was happening at that time?
Essentially, you know, once again, not having anybody to talk to, you know, and having the only consistent factor in my life walk out the door, i.e. my ex-girlfriend. And her dog happened to jump into my lap as she was leaving, and I looked to my left and right, and I didn't have my brothers. I didn't have that battle buddy, my ranger buddy by my side. And I said, you know, what's next? So, you know, when the dog jumped into my lap, he looked at me every which way but in my eyes. And I jumped up from there and said that every veteran has to feel this. Every veteran needs a dog in their life, needs that structure, needs that discipline. So.
And do you live in Chicago? You live in the Chicago area?
Yes, we actually have a 88-acre veteran retreat center just 35 minutes south, right out of Beecher, Illinois, in Cedar Lake, Indiana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we have every training tool for our program as well, meaning indoor movie theater. We have also a boathouse. So we work on public access testing. So we use the crawl, walk, run integration into society with our
veterans.
So
these are guys who are coming down here that are apart from the VA system. Right.
Yes.
Because the VA system, as we know, does not it. And even though the VA system, it is, let's face it, it's overwhelmed. It's not properly maintained or funded in the way that it has to, especially for guys who are coming back from what they've seen in these engagements. And there's a lot of guys, and the Army, the big green machine, they'll drop guys right back into society. Marines have a little different transition protocol, but it is a big, like Army reservists, right? Mm-hmm. They could be on the battlefield one day and then back in their offices the next.
Right, and that's what we focus on, the two types of transition. One is transition from either the active duty, guard, or reserve, and two is that readjustment, meaning that every dog has its day, just like every veteran has its day. So if you need to go and get away, that's where the Oasis is for.
So what has CT done for you specifically? Is there a moment where you just saw there was a life changer for you with him?
Well, I could tell you what he hasn't done for me to save us all a whole bunch of time. But I mean, D, all the above. I mean, you know, once again, the dogs don't choose, or the veterans don't choose the, you know, the dog. The dog chooses the veteran.
Wow.
So when that bond forms and occurs, you know, you realize that the only way for a service animal to be able to recognize a person's medical conditions is to be with that person. You know, as far as what I can't decipher what sets another combat veteran's PTSD or their, you know, what sets their daily off.
And it's remarkable how empathetic they are. I mean, how they really will feel when you want a little bit of alone time. I mean, it's let's face it, no offense to the women out there, but you know what I'm saying, Joe? But it really is kind of cool because it's like, you know, if you're upset, they'll know you're a little bit upset. And if you want, you know, just some quiet time alone, it's just remarkable.
And it helps with numerous different aspects with veterans, too, as well. I mean, we go into isolation, just to touch on it short. I mean, you can't isolate whenever you have a dog and you have responsibilities and a set schedule. And that's what really the power of the dog is.
Yeah.
Is getting our veterans back in action, getting them back out in public, and getting them to the dog park so that they can reacclimate themselves.
Right.
Well.
Yeah. They got to sniff some butts too, right?
I mean, that's we'll leave it at that, but
I mean,
Wednesday's not the only hump day, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I understand that. I understand that. Well, Chaz,
it's
thank
the
you.
The vodka speaking.
Thank you for it. Tastes just like olives, too. I don't know how they did that. Joe, thank you for your service and the service of your family, too. I mean, that is a pretty incredible story. You know, and that's an amazing thing, too, that families like that, you know, that people, you know, come from families, service-oriented, service-heart families, and they, you know, they're going off and they do this. And it's there are a lot of prices to be paid that are not, those checks are not cashed, I don't think, necessarily by the government or even by the culture as much as they should be. So. Well,
we appreciate that, and as much as we appreciate gentlemen like Chaz that keep us entertained whenever we're overseas, you know, facing the harsh realities of what it takes in order to keep America free. And for us to be around and say, it's Freedom Friday.
There you go. Nice. I like that.
We'll see you down the street in a few hours.
Oh, we really do have to take care of our vets. I mean, what I do, I make movies, it's Rumble Room compared to what they do.
Sure.
I mean, what they do, and it breaks my heart because in America, and it's the greatest country in the world, but we have to take care of our veterans. And I hope whoever comes in and becomes the new president, whoever it is, number one priority is to take care of our vets. We give millions of dollars, billions of dollars all over the world. Let's take care of our own.
Absolutely.
All right. Chaz Palminteri and Joe Trainor Jr. and CT, who is the sweetest dog you've ever seen in your life. He just curled right up under his feet when he sat down, when Joe sat down. Just amazing. And thank you so much. Congratulations on BV Vodka. Go see tonight, 5 o'clock, Brando's Speakeasy, 343 South Dearborn. They're doing a tasting there. And then at Brando's Speakeasy, Karma Club in Downers Grove at 8 p.m. tonight. You know, follow the dog, follow the bottle of vodka. That's what I do on a Friday night.
Pretty much.
That's the way to rock.
Sometimes the dog's not actually there, and I have to explain it to him, but we'll talk off air.
What happened there?